Back here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate on Kick 106.7, chatting right now with Kemper head football coach Ryan Steinkamp. They're down here in Shenandoah to take on the Phillies tonight. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. Thanks for having me. How are you doing, man?
I am doing all right. Congrats on a great start to the season. How was things this week? I'm sure that you may not be paying attention to it, but there's a lot of talk around town. So how do you deal with the kids with that, and how's things going with that so far?
We're just worried about us, too. You know, this week was a lot about cleaning things up, you know, getting better. You know, we started getting a little more nitpicky, watching film, just little things that we see where we can improve on.
What were some of those things that you caught on film that you want to get better at?
A lot of it is just the basics of like alignment, make sure a guy's lining up correctly, our communication, and then just make sure we're hitting the right mesh points on a few things. So just kind of cleaning it up, you know, a lot of it is kind of basic things, but those are the things that make a big difference.
Did you feel like you had a good week of practice and that the guys were really focused on what they needed to be on?
Yeah, it was a solid week.
So offensively, where's this team at right now? You guys are putting up, you know, almost 50 points per game, 52 against Algona, 44 against Cherokee, two programs that are sitting just outside of the top 10 in their respective classes. So what's been so good about the offense so far?
I think a lot of it is just, you know, the kids making plays. You know, they get a lot of confidence in themselves too, and, you know, they'll take some chances, but the things they practice, and they'll have faith and trust in each other.
And defensively, what's standing out for you on the defensive side of the things?
I think we have guys are getting more comfortable. You know, got a few new guys in there from the past. They're just getting used to kind of varsity football. You know, they're really starting to trust it a little bit more too, and be a little more physical and aggressive.
Chance to develop some depth through the first two games?
I'm a little bit too. I think the depth chart's getting narrowed down a little bit too. But a lot of guys know it. You know, we practice, we rotate guys. You know that, you know, there are opportunity or numbers to be called at any moment.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about Shenandoah. The Mustangs coming in 1-1 on the year. They got by a pretty good Clarinda team, 20-13. Fell last week on the road at Mount Air, 26-14. What jumps out when you watch film?
They're a good football team. You know, they are tough. They're well coached. You know, they fire off the ball. You know, and they might not be the biggest guys up front, especially like on their defensive side, but they get in 4-point stances and they just come out and they come out and hit you, and they're really aggressive. But you know, they have some really good players.
What do they like to do offensively? What kind of sets are they going to throw at you?
They're pretty balanced. You know, their quarterback, their Aurora kid, a big kid that's athletic. He can run and throw. So they're really pretty balanced.
The Aurora kid, you talk about him throwing the football 17-43 on the year, still looking for the first touchdown pass. He has thrown a pick. What do they do in the passing game? Or do they go deep? Do they throw more short patterns and try to let their athletes make plays?
They'll do both. You know, they definitely have some quick game stuff. They get the ball out quick too. But then they also do some. They'll run a lot of misdirection things downfield where our DBs have to make sure they're locked in, paying attention.
What type of a runner is he? Are they called runs or is it more of a scramble as the pocket breaks down?
Oh, it's a bit of both. So sometimes there'll be a read plays. Sometimes his number's called. But you know, he's 6'2", 200 pounds, strong kid, a very very good athlete.
What do you guys do defensively then to contain him? Your pass rush has been really good from the way it sounds this year. So what do you do to look to contain him?
Discipline. You know, we got to make sure, you know, each player has got their job to do too. And don't try to do someone else's job. You know, we got to get all 11 guys working together.
Who are the keys up front for you defensively tonight?
For us?
Yeah.
Everybody's getting an opportunity. You know, D-line. I just got to keep playing discipline. Linebackers bring their keys and being aggressive. So all those guys got important jobs to do too. You know, and they might motion guys quite a bit too. And that's, you know, the secondary's got to pay attention to that and make sure we're in the right spots and communicating.
The O'Rourke kid, not the only kid they have. The McManus kid's averaging about 5.2 yards per carry. His longest run so far for a touchdown this year is 21. What type of a running back do you see in him?
He's a physical kid too. You know, he's pretty north south, so let's make sure we're gang tackling on him.
Do they run him out of the eye, or do they run him out of a lot of different sets?
That's a little more pistol kind of behind the quarterback.
Okay, what do you see from the Graham kid as receiver? Leads him with 9 catches on the year. How do they use him in the pass game?
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. You know, they'll move him around different spots. They'll take some shots with him. You know, they'll kind of just give him different routes and find opportunities for him.
What do they like to do defensively, and how do you anticipate them trying to shut down you guys? I mean, you're so balanced offensively. Brock's having a great start to his senior campaign, and Jaron Hoffman gives you that outstanding running back as well.
Yeah, I expect him to probably bring some pressure. You know, they showed that in the film a little bit. They're gonna, you know, the command mix up their coverages. But I anticipate, you know, them using their speed. They definitely have some good team speed.
Are they a very big physical defense, or is this a team that you feel like you can pound the football at and just out physical them?
No, they're definitely a physical team too. I know watching their game film for the last 2 weeks, like, you know, they tackle well. They get to the ball. So yeah, they're very well coached.
Coach, I want to talk about the physical aspect for a moment here. I know last week in the postgame you talked, you know, about how physical your team was in the second half. You even mentioned it Saturday morning. What kind of spurred that on, and is that what you need to and want to see from your team the rest of the way?
Absolutely. You know, like that's, you know, sometimes might give up a few yards here or there too, but, you know, being physical, you know, it's just contagious and it builds confidence. We talk a lot about our guys. It's like, you know, confidence is contagious. And the way we show it to, you know, if you're being confident, you know, the guy next to you is going to play confident. And yeah, that starts through communication and doing your job.
I know a lot of the guys on the team haven't faced, you know, Shenandoah in football. You guys haven't played them since 2019, but really have kind of dominated this rivalry. What's been the talk been like this week about, you know, knowing that you need to show up and play well?
Oh no, you know, it's a non-district game too, but, you know, it's kind of it's a opportunity to get better. We talked about you only guaranteed 8 games, guys. You make the most of every single one too. And our goal is just from last week to this week is to get better and see those improvements.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I know Nick will look forward to catching up with you in the postgame for the scoreboard show, and I'll chat with you on Saturday morning. So best of luck and have a good trip.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll be back with more coming up for you next year on Kick 106.7. Nick Brinks and Doug Waniger on the call.